From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting the Taliban has claimed responsibility for another deadly attack in Afghanistan. In a statement sent to VOA, the Taliban said it was behind Saturday's explosion in the Khanabad district of the northern Kunduz province. Police say the blast killed at least 22 members of a pro-government militia. The attack came one day after a series of terrorist blasts killed more than 50 in and around Kabul. The Afghan capital is on edge after the worst outbreak of terrorism since the Taliban confirmed it is under new leadership. The Taliban claimed responsibility for sending in three suicide bombers to attack a U.S. Special Forces base near the main airport in Kabul Friday night. Eight civilian military contractors and a U.S. serviceman were killed. Earlier Friday, a Taliban suicide bomber dressed in a police uniform blew himself up in a crowd of cadets at an Afghan police academy in Kabul. At least 27 people were killed and more than 25 others wounded. No one has yet claimed responsibility for Friday's truck bombing in a residential area of Kabul, which killed 15 people. Hundreds of mourners turned out Saturday for the funeral of a Palestinian man who was seriously burned in the firebomb attack that killed his infant son last week. Saeed Dawabsha died of his injuries early Saturday, according to his family and the hospital where he was being treated. Suspected Jewish extremists are accused in the July 31st pre-dawn attack, in which assailants hurled firebombs into a bedroom of Dawabsha's home. His 18-month-old son Ali died in the fire. His wife and their 4-year-old son were seriously injured. This is VOA News. Several hundred people marched Saturday in Ferguson, Missouri, to mark the first anniversary of the shooting death of an 18-year-old black man in a confrontation with a white police officer. The father and family of Michael Brown led the march. Brown's death on August 9, 2014, sparked protests and violence erupted months later when a grand jury refused to indict the officer who shot him. Brown's father told reporters Saturday he is working to keep his son's life and death in the public focus.
Everybody grieved differently. I hurt every day. People know what happened was just wrong. And all they doing is just showing their respect and their love as far as what had happened right here in this community.
Michael Brown's death also sparked protests in a host of American cities as several other police killings of unarmed black men drew international attention to simmering tensions between police departments and their communities. The commemorations are expected to peak Sunday with a silent march to a church for a religious service. Scores of Christian families have fled a Syrian town amid fears that Islamic State militants are advancing toward it and plan a major offensive. Osama Edward, the director of the Christian Assyrian Network for Human Rights in Syria, said hundreds of families have fled the central Christian town of Sadad for the government-held city of Homs and the capital, Damascus. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed heavy fighting in an area between the central town of Karatain and the village of Mehin, which is halfway to Sadad. Six Russian opposition activists ended their 12-day hunger strike Saturday after one of them was hospitalized. The activists in Novosibirsk, Russia's third-largest city, said their decision was in response to a call from opposition leader Alexei Navalny and two others. Navalny had urged all of them to abandon their strike for the sake of their health and devote their energies to organizing a protest in Moscow on September 13th, the day of local elections across Russia. The strike started after the local election commission decided to disqualify opposition candidates from running for the legislature of Novosibirsk. Typhoon Salvador made landfall in China's Fujian province late Saturday after barreling its way through Taiwan. The storm brought extremely heavy rainfall to the mountains of northern Taiwan. Strong winds were reported across all of the island, as well as the southernmost islands of Japan and coastal areas of southeastern China. Millions of people are reported without power. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.